all of our job is to connect people to God. And, you know, God will work in us to give those words of encouragement and direction. And the words we speak from God will always build faith, will always encourage, will always give direction, will build vision. And once you know what you need to do, like Becky mentioned about decision, okay, so like decisions are very powerful. And without making a proper decision with God, like it's not that we just make it on our own, we do it with God. You know, what we want and what we want to, you know, we believe God's working in our heart and the direction. Once we make the decision to do that, the next thing to do is to begin, is to practice those things. And so for me, when I was in a place of indecision, I wasn't connecting with anyone. Going back 2017, I wasn't really connected anywhere. I was still doing fellowship, but I wasn't connecting. I was doing teachings, putting them on the website, written articles, recorded teachings, but I didn't have a direction. And I know that God has called us to one body. So there's no organizations. You know, there might be many organizations, but that's not the one body. Like, God didn't call it to Lawrence's ministries or Fred's ministries or Danny and Amber's ministry. We are one body in Christ. And so I was in a place of indecision. I didn't know the direction. I didn't have the purpose. And so it wasn't until God showed me, Lawrence, say what you want and not what you see, that gave me a focus. So with that, I pursued God on that. God was showing me to look at the prophets. How did the prophets speak? What did they say? What did they do? They were energized by God and they spoke words that were inspired from God. And they weren't saying what their circumstances say. We don't allow the circumstances to get into us. But we allow what's inside of us to get into this world, this physical world. And we do that by saying what we want, not what we see. We say what God says. We call those things which are not as though they were. So with that, I began to practice confession. You know, and when I woke up in the morning, when I always felt groggy and tired and not encouraged, I would start to say, I am blessed when I lie down. And I am blessed when I rise up. Before, when I first started it, it was mechanical. But the more I started to say it, faith came. And then it got down into my heart. And then I really started to believe those words I was saying. And like I've talked before, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So the more that I said what God says, the more the things began to flourish and bloom. I began to anoint my field with oil. And then I was also feeding other people from those words that God was energizing and putting in my heart. So the beginning point is decision. And then the next point is practice. We start to practice the things of God. Practice makes perfect. When I wanted to play the guitar when I was younger, I couldn't play the guitar. Someone showed me the chords. And then I had to practice. The more I practice, the more perfected I become. The more fluent I become, the more the things would flow for me when I fingerpick the guitar, when I strum the guitar. And then I learnt to sing. I learnt to get my voice in line with each chord. So then I was able to keep my voice in tune because I was practicing the things. So with God, we practice what God encourages us to do. So the way we bring the spiritual into the physical is that we allow God to work in us by His Spirit. We open our mouth and we begin to speak. We declare what God says. We speak those inspired words. And, you know, we got the written scriptures, which are there for us, which are inspired of God. But it's the Spirit of God that brings out what is needed for this moment and in this time. And we're living in lifetime. So each one of us are to live in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, speak by the Spirit, and to be led by the Spirit. There's many examples in the scriptures that God mentions that when people are not practicing the right things, what God does, he highlights it. And he says, look, if you do this, then you won't continue to get the wrong results that you're getting. If we look at the book of Haggai, if you read the book of Haggai, chapter 1 and 2, these guys were building their own houses. They were taking care of their own things in their own lives. They were working hard. They were earning money, but the money didn't last. They had clothes, but the clothes didn't keep them warm. They had drink, but it just everything wasted. And God says to them, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing. Consider how you're living. And consider how you're moving. Now, we all got the scriptures here. We've all got the Spirit of God. And we all got fellowship. We've all been around, right? But consider your ways. Consider how you're moving. Are you moving under the direction of the Holy Spirit, energized by God? Or are we doing it in our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own effort, our own strength? Zechariah says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You can speak unto this mountain and call grace unto it. See, mountains in the scriptures can refer to problems. It can refer to literal mountains or problems. What problems have you got? God says, now you speak to that problem. You tell that problem to get up and you tell it to move. It has no jurisdiction or right or authority in your life. You are complete in Christ. The adversary has no jurisdiction in your life whatsoever, only what you allow him. So where are our faults? Where is our confession? So God says, consider your ways. God says, I blew upon your abundance. I blew on everything so that you didn't flourish. I stopped the heavens from opening to bless you. He said, because my house lied waste. God says, that's where your focus should be, my house. And you get that right, and I'll bless you. I'll take care of you. So what God is saying, keep him first. If you just keep God first daily in your life, you'll start and practice those things he wants you to do, you'll start to manifest those things he says you can have. So when these guys began, they repented. If you read the book of Haggai, you'll see it. They repented, and then they put their focus back with God and started concentrating on God's house and building that house. And God was working with them, he was blessing them, he was encouraging them. If you look at Malachi chapter 3, God had to speak with them through his prophets, he spoke. And he says, you know, will a man rob God? But you have robbed me. And they said, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. See, so like God pointed out to them, look, this is where you're going wrong. But now bring all the tithes into my house so that there's meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. See, God says, prove me. Look, put to test what I'm telling you. And then I'll prove to you that I keep my covenant. The covenant that I've made with you, your forefathers, and the covenant I made with you through Christ, I'll keep. But do your part. There's a part for us to play. Now, we're to enter into God's rest, like I shared last week. God wants you to rest. In other words, he doesn't want you to try and figure everything out. He wants you to go to him. He wants you to be led by him. He wants you to follow what he puts in your heart to do. And when you do that, you will start to see results. You will start to see things happen. So when we practice what God says, then we will start to manifest what God says we can have and manifest. So, speaking in tongues, Paul said, I would that you all speak in tongues. I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Why? Because there were benefits to that. He was building up that inner man, that Christ within. He was building up that inner man. The more you speak in tongues, the more beneficial it is. The more you are in tune with the Father, the more you're sensitive to the voice of God. And he's leading you. He's guiding you. It's not the other way around. We don't lead God. We can give our desires to God and our requests before God, but we wait for the Father. When we wait for the Father, when we cast all our cares to Him because He cares for us, then He will go to work. He will put, He'll give you that peace. That peace will start to manifest within you. And that gives you the all understanding what you need to do, how you need to move, what you need to say. When God says, honor me with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, that's something you can do. God says that you'll get blessed by doing that. God says here, multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, and He will cause all grace to abound towards you, that you have sufficiency in all things, that ye may abound to every good work. So listen to those words there. See, the giving part causes all grace. Now we're under grace, but all grace to manifest, and will cause you to abound to every good work. So there's a connection in giving and moving with God. All you got to do is open 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and read chapter 9 and chapter 8 and read what it says. It says it very clearly. God says, cast all your cares to me because I care for you. So what do? We practice that. God says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. He says, come together, fellowship together. God says, you know, He would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. We're to pray for all men. God says, pray for all men, even the ones we don't like. We're to pray for all men. And that all men will come to repentance. God doesn't want any to perish. Now there will be some that will. Many. But we can do what God says. Then we benefit. We prosper spiritually. 2 Chronicles 20:20. It talks about. Let's go there. Let's just read that scripture. 2 Chronicles. I can't remember it off by heart actually. I can remember it, but I want to quote it properly. 2 Chronicles 20. There we go. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord Jehovah your God, so shall you be established. Believe His prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe God and you'll be established. Keep going to God, but believe His prophets, then you're going to prosper. In other words, follow the encouragement given to you. Do the things that are given to you to do, and the things that you're encouraged, the things that are hitting your heart and inspiring your mind right now. I want to go to another record, just as it's coming to my mind. Go to Ezra, next book, chapter 6. Now this is what God showed me when He first was teaching me about saying what I want and not what I see. And God said, go and see how the prophets spoke. And this is the first scripture I come to. I didn't even search it, it just come to this one. Listen to what it says. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Uddu, and they builded and finished it according to the commandments of God of Israel, and according to the commandments of Cyrus and Darius and the dexterous king of Persia. So they had the commandments of God to follow, and the commandments of these leaders that were in charge, but they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets. I looked at that word prophesying. It's the only place you'll find this Hebrew word in the whole of the Bible, and this word means inspired teachings. they prospered through the inspired teachings, those words from God that God was speaking by those prophets to the men that were building. They prospered through those inspired teachings. You will prosper through these inspired teachings, these words of life that are coming to you right now. And see, now we're living in a day and time where we are shining as lights in this world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of this world. And we are ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. Not that we will be someday. Like with God, it's now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we've got to believe that with all our heart. God says, seek me first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need in this life will be added unto you. See, God wants you to enjoy life. And if you're struggling through life, if you're struggling with finances, if you're struggling with your thoughts and your emotions and your health, are you having a good journey through life? Are you prospering and being healthy even as your soul prospereth? No, we're not. But we should be, because we're sons and daughters of God. So there's something that we've missed and not understood or not heard or don't know what to do. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's in the practice that we start to manifest the power. It's in the practice of speaking by the Spirit. It's in the practice of ministering healing that you'll start to see healings. It's in the practicing of honoring God that you'll start to flourish and prosper. Because this is the will of God for every individual. Our first love is God, not money, not healings, not anything. Our first love is God. God is the first. He's the number one. And Jesus is our Lord, second in command, right? He's our head. He done everything the Father wanted him to do. He wasn't worried about people's opinions of him. I'm not worried about people's opinions of me. I will speak as God works in my heart. And I'm doing it with all the love of God in my heart because I really want to help people. And that should be all of our hearts. We want to see people encouraged. It's not because we got more knowledge. I haven't got no more knowledge than anyone. Because God can give you the exact same words that he's given me to you. God wants us all to move in this ability. Like Amber mentioned, you know, Lambano, manifest the power. Jesus Christ said, you shall receive power in Acts, in the book of Acts chapter 1. That word, Lambano, is to manifest. God wants us to manifest. Manifest the spiritual into the physical by being led by God, by being bold to declare his word. You know, the disciples, you know, the 3,000 that were added to the church on the day of Pentecost, there was a lot more than 3,000 there, but there was 3,000 added on that day, and they continued in the apostles' doctrine. What were they sharing? What were they declaring? But I can guarantee you it was inspired words from God that was easy for these guys to follow. Because anything from God is easy. It's gentle, easy to be entreated. It's encouraging, it's life-giving, it's life-changing. There's focus in it, there's purpose in it, there's direction in it. And all we got to do, guys, is be humble. It starts with a humble heart and then receiving these words and moving out on it. And God will bring the people to you. You know, this resting in God is just so very powerful. And I've been practicing this, not trying to do anything in my own effort. I'm saying, Father, this I'm triple, double checking, God, is this you? Is this me? Am I trying to do this? Father, I want to do your will from my heart. I want to be a blessing to you first, and then I want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I can only be a blessing to the body of Christ when I submit it unto my Heavenly Father, and when I'm willing to do whatever he gives me to do, whatever he gives me to speak it very boldly, with love, to inspire faith, to inspire encouragement. See, like, we've only got one life to live and to give, so let's give our utmost to his highest. You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I was reminded, there's some great verses that go with that. And in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith. Now, what is faith? Faith is something that you cannot see. We can't see God, but he's here. We couldn't see Jesus Christ raised from the dead, but we believed he did. And we said it with our mouth, and so we received Holy Spirit, and we got born again. That's how we receive everything else. What we believe in our heart, and we say with our mouth. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. See, fear's got no place in the life of a believer. And God has delivered us from the bondage of fear. We're no longer subject to fear. Fear comes through death. And we got eternal life. We got no reason to fear or worry. And God is working in you. He's inspiring you. He's energizing you. We just sometimes let the five senses get in our way, or our traditional things that we've learned from the past to get in the way. But God says, now look, I'm a living God. You come to me. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. As I was with Jesus, I will be with you. As I was with Paul, I will be with you. Just believe me, I'm looking for men and women that will come to me with all their heart and will say, here I am, Lord, send me. I will go for you. I will speak thy words. I will deliver your words as you put in my heart verbatim. And I will do anything that you tell me to do. You got to be willing, that point, sold out. You got to be sold out to sell. If you've still got something to sell, you're not sold out. So you've got to be sold out to sell. And really, like, let God work in you. Let God energize you. Let God motivate you. And so we go to him for that to happen. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. We've got to believe he is if we're going to go to him. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek. Diligently seek him. Not only are we to seek ye first the kingdom of God, we're to diligently seek God. In fact, another verse comes to my mind. Go to Jeremiah. While we're here, I didn't plan on this, so I'm doing it as I'm inspired here. Jeremiah chapter 29. What does it say? Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, that peace Kathy was on about. See, God's thoughts towards you is that peace that he wants you to have, which you actually got in that gift of Holy Spirit. It becomes manifested when we clear our minds of what's in the senses realm, trying to figure the things out, we're letting God work in us. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. See, God wants to give you an expected end. Job was blessed at the latter end, double at the end of his life. Many of God's people were blessed at the latter end of his life, double, right? Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me, and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. God, I come to you. I've tried everything. I've taken all the classes. I've done everything. I've been good, and I've gone out and I preached your word, and I've done all these things. And God says, but did I tell you to go and do that? Did I lead you to do that? Or was you trying to help me? See, in the world, employees work for their employer. But with God, the employer works for his employees. God is the one that does the work. He's doing the work. So God is saying today, just come to me. Just rest, be chilled out, relax, practice the things that you know you can do. You can speak in tongues, you can speak by the Spirit, you can honor me, you can minister healing, you can preach my word, you can teach my word. Practice these things. Be faithful in that. He that is faithful in that which is least, you know, will be entrusted with that which is much. So let's practice the things of God. Practice makes perfect. And God says, just practice every day. Practice saying what God says. When you wake up, I am blessed. You may not feel blessed, but the truth is you are blessed. Oh, you know, I'm lacking. God says he supplied all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we say what God says. You know, I'm ill, or I don't feel well. No, by his stripes I was healed. Oh, my emotions are all messed up. No, Jesus Christ paid the price. Look at Isaiah 53. So all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. And the way we manifest them is by orientating our minds to God and doing the things that God gives us to do, what he's working in our heart, and practice the things of God daily. Begin today. Begin right now. I've already begun. I'm enjoying it. And even if no one does it, I'm going to do it because I'm getting the benefits. And God says, don't forget my benefits, guys. Don't forget, I make known unto you and those that are humble to me my ways, like he made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. And Jesus Christ is our Lord, you know, and he was humble to the Heavenly Father. He set the example of how to live, how to move, how to speak, how to be a blessing. He was blessed to be a blessing. We are also blessed to be a blessing. God has pronounced all his blessings over us. So that's what I wanted to share.